brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pratt's coming up on the UN gun treaty, a new Fast and Furious scandal that's getting basically no attention. It is all coming up, but thanks for holding. Liberal Bill says he disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. And how you doing, Liberal Bill?
Well, Alex, first of all, I gotta say, I just come on, Alex. I mean, really?
Come on, I could do a better imitation of a fake NPR person. What you're spewing is conspiratorial hatred. It's what? Racist, 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 go home, racist, go home. You know, I'd like to have liberty and freedom. Shut up, racist, shut up, racist. You're not very convincing as a real authoritarian calling himself a liberal.
But Alex, honestly, what is wrong with a little bit of the men in black, you know? I mean, we like our cops to be scaring us, don't we?
I don't get scared when I see black ski masks and black helicopters and checkpoints. That's our darling government. I like a proctology exam by the SWAT team commander.
USA!
What I don't like is other citizens with guns. That's scary. Oh.
Spoken like a true racist, Alex.
I am a racist.
Like a true racist.
Well, no, a fascist. You are a fascist racist. Hey, you know, the insurance companies wrote the health care bill. It's a giant scam to rip us off. Shut up, racist. Shut up, racist. Shut up, racist. Have you learned how this works? I'm intellectual. Libertarians are stupid. Ah, we're the smartest people in the world. Rachel Maddow. I'm sorry.
You stole my thunder, Alex. Obamacare is good for everybody, and you are a racist for not wanting it. Okay? That's my final point, Alex. Eugenics is
no, but tell me how smart you are, because if you're a liberal authoritarian, you've got to just constantly talk about, I'm so smart, I'm so smart, I'm so smart. I mean, why don't you do that? Say, I'm so smart five times.
Well, clearly, I'm so smart. I went to Berkeley, you know, so I'm so smart. I got my doctorate from Berkeley, Southern California, you know, so smart.
I bet next you're going to tell me fluoride's bad. Yeah, here's 24 Harvard studies. Uh-huh. Razors, razors, razors. I appreciate your call. That's too much fun, actually. I'll do a whole three-hour show like that, sniveling someday. Let's talk to Kent in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Shut up, racist.
I'll bet
That's better. No, you conservatives learn to do what I tell you. Go ahead. Your name's Kent. Being a man fundamentally is racist.
I didn't mean to change my point, but I was watching you on PrisonPlanet.tv, and you got me sidetracked. You got me kind of aggravated, not you, but bringing up the fluoride and all that. I go every day to work preaching and showing people that you can pull up all these articles, the fluoride, then the water. The matrix that you're put in, and they laugh.
That's because they know you're a racist.
I work with a police officer that doesn't even know half the law, and he thinks that we got to be, you know, surveilled like we're the criminal.
Listen, I agree. The NSA was just granted new powers. I believe everyone should have to wear a microphone down their throat and up their rear end. So you can have a colon cam so the police don't even have to pull you over now and proctology your family. They can just flip on the live cam. They have the new pills you take that tell your doctor when you took them wirelessly. I agree. We all need to have, from birth, cameras mounted inside our bodies. Actually, I shouldn't give them ideas, but... And if you're not for it, you're a racist. Anything else from Mississippi? He hung up. Obviously, from Mississippi, must be stupid. Only people from Berkeley are smart. Or the village in Manhattan. Or a few other places as well. What a splendid idea. The colon cam. That will be the new American flag. Make sure Bin Laden isn't hiding in there.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're streaming a video and have all the films posted at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're joined until the bottom of the hour by Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, the No Compromise Second Amendment group, as Ron Paul has said, that has really forced the NRA, and I've even had one of their big board members on, Ted Nugent, to agree, to become more hardcore to where I can actually say some good things about the NRA today. Thank God for Gun Owners of America and Larry Pratt. That's the group we need to have, 6-7 million members like the NRA, not its however many members it is. I know it's the second biggest gun group in the country, so thank God for them. We're going to get a big update on a host of issues with him in just a moment. Then at the bottom of the hour, I promise to go to Jason and Ryan and John and George and Bill and everybody else that told him. We'll go to your calls. Then I'm going to get into the Egypt. I haven't gotten to that yet, the latest on that, the latest on the IRS scandal, the latest on quantitative easing and what's happening in the bond market, and just a bunch of other news that we're going to be discussing here today. But I wanted to play this for Larry Pratt and everybody else out there watching or listening. Radio listeners can go to InfoWars.com, and the title of the video is New Gun Show exposes Joe Biden as a fraud. Now I'm going to tweet that out on Real Alex Jones while Larry Pratt is talking here in a moment. If you want to find the link that way, follow us there at Twitter. This is just a few minutes from the 15-minute shooting show we did. And what we do is we do shooting shows, we do entertainment reviews, you name it, to get mainstream people into the liberty movement. Now, the YouTube stuff is kind of our outreach. PrisonPlanet.tv is for our hardcore supporters. And here's just a short clip I wanted to get Larry's take on first, because this video went viral a few months ago, so we incorporated it in, where Biden says, don't get a shotgun. Or I just had a Freudian slip. Until you're not a used guns right, I wouldn't get a 12-gauge shotgun. I don't think it kicks much, but for new people it does. Get something like an AR-15. They're one of the easiest to use, you know, M4-type 223 platforms. And women, children, men, you name it, it's a great firearm. Well, Biden says, don't get that. He says, get a shotgun, go out and commit a felony, just fire it off your front porch at somebody. So let's go to that clip showing a 9-year-old, first time he shot an AR-15 at about 100 yards, hitting bullseye every time. Here it is.
My nephew, my brother's son, Rocker, and he's been dying to do some shooting, and we thought it'd be like a little much for him to climb behind a 50 cal, but we had a 223, and we let him loose on that, and he had a pretty good shot.
Vice President Biden told women not to get a 223 rifle, that it was too much for them to handle. He said instead to get a 12-gauge shotgun.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun.
As you can see here, it's not the best gun for beginners.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts.
Here you see how 223 is perfect for children and women.
You don't need an AR-15.
You're hitting him, Rocker.
It's harder to aim.
You have it.
It's harder to use.
9-year-old Rocker was hitting bullseyes from the start with the 223 AR-15.
One of the things that I was shocked about...
Oh, that's good. That full 15-minute video premiered over the weekend on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's now up on InfoWars.com for the full radio audience if you want to go see it. But it shows women where people, as a joke, give them a 12-gauge the first time they shoot it, and they don't know to pull it into their shoulder, so they leave some space and it knocks them over. Imagine telling beginners, go buy a 12-gauge, go fire it out your front door. That's what you do when there's a problem. The exact opposite of what you do. The exact type of gun a beginner wants. I would get something like a, you know, 223 single shot or something for a beginner, or a 22. Then after that, graduate on. But I'm going to shut up and go to Larry Pratt. Larry, you know, you've seen that viral video, so we've put it out in context with a child. I think it's important to get this video and continue to show what a fraud Joe Biden is. Larry, what's your take on that?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. You hearing me?
Yes, sir. You hear me?
Oh, good. Okay. We're cooking. Yeah, that is just a fabulous video, and it shows just how impervious to new information a liberal ideologue is. I've talked to people who tried to explain to the vice president, it's not exactly the way you were saying that actually, and, you know, just like your video showed, if you want to get yourself flat on your back, just pick up a shotgun and use it without any instruction whatsoever. And meanwhile, in the one that I saw, a lady with her hearing muffs on is very controlled, firing at a target. Boom, 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 boom. No problem whatsoever. But the vice president knows everything, so how could we tell him anything? The guy, I thought, kind of showed us the liberal mind and all that it is in this particular episode, where it is so demonstrable. We're not talking about whether Keynesian economics in 20 years is going to ruin the country. We're talking about what's going to happen in the next 20 seconds.
Exactly. And, you know, I've grown up, obviously, born in Texas, been around a lot of what I would just call good old-fashioned populist type people, Larry. But libertarians, conservatives, they may be wrong on some issues sometimes, but they'll come over and help you fix your truck or fix your tractor. They'll come over. They know how to fix the air conditioner. They'll come over and help you carry your groceries in, and they want help, too. And they'll help somebody that's choking, and they'll help somebody on the side of the road, and they'll stand up. So-called liberals, I've noticed, will just sit there and say, call 911, call 911 if somebody's being assaulted or somebody's choking. I've seen it. They're not really liberals. And they are domesticated idiots.
Consistent with what you're saying, studies of giving patterns of people in different states show that the more conservative of the states are the places where more is given to private charity, where people obviously assume that they're responsible for helping their fellow citizen, and they're not leaving it all to the government, whereas, as you say, the 9/11 mentality is, just leave it all to the government. A friend of Gun Owners of America has been a town hall columnist, and my mind has just dropped his name right off the tray.
It's okay. Tell the story.
He's a professor down in the University of North Carolina, and he started out as a 100% down-the-line liberal. And then a couple that he knew was murdered, I think, in their car alongside a roadway. And he would go by that point every day and couldn't help but remember that that's where they died. And, of course, they didn't have a gun, and he knew that. Well, he finally got a gun, and for kind of the right reason, you know, protect himself. And once he did that, he was on his way to becoming a conservative. And when I talked to him one time about his book that he had written, he said, you know, you're right. I hadn't thought of it that way, but once I took responsibility for my own protection, the most important thing that is in my life itself, then I began to question why all these other government programs. If I can take care of myself, and if I should take care of myself, then what's with all this government welfare stuff and all the control that comes with it?
And Biden knows what he's doing consciously. We may be winning the culture war for liberty in many respects, and Obamacare is in trouble, and their open border plan is in trouble. Some really good news we can now announce to people. But the problem is they're winning the slow war of domestication. 101 million Americans, according to the Department of Labor and statistics, are now getting food aid from the government, more people than are in the private workforce.
That's right. Mike Adams, by the way, is the professor I was trying to come up with a name for. And one of the things that we want to do here at Gun Owners of America more consistently, we have access to some rural acreage not far from the Gun Owners of America office, and we're going to start taking staffers out. We found that even sometimes conservative Christian men and women are all confused about the Second Amendment. And
that's why I like the Appleseed Project. Just like the globalists try to recruit into collectivism, we have to recruit into liberty.
I think that's the ticket, and what they're doing in that Appleseed Project is terrific, and I guess you might say we're going to be the Capitol Hill Appleseed Project. And I think it's going to pay some dividends because we've seen it. Professor Adams was a very conspicuous case of when somebody finally learns that guns, there's a right end and a wrong end of a gun, and when you know how to handle the right end of the gun, it's not such a big deal. Obviously, so you use common sense.
You demystify it. Now, expanding here in the time we've got with you, shifting gears, what's going on with the UN gun treaty? Obama's saying he's going to sign it, even if the Senate doesn't ratify it, and even mainstream media goes, can he do that? Is that dictatorial? Well, that's like asking, you know, does a fish swim in the ocean? Of course it's dictatorial.
Well, he can sign it. That's what would have to be done before he can refer it to the Senate. But that's where even Democrat senators are going to look at that puppy and say, that doesn't hunt here. The UN is not popular. Gun control is not popular. That's unpopularity squared.
But no, I know, but he's had his chief brainwasher, in his own words, the attorney general, has said that we're going to try to do this even if they don't ratify it, is my point.
That's where I think we need to be very alert. What we've seen happen, even under the Clinton administration, was a New Age gold mine in Wyoming outside of the national park there. And when they applied to start mining activity, they went through something like $3 million worth of permits and inspections, and they were just about on the verge of mining again, like 3 miles from old Yellowstone Park, and the Clinton bureaucrats went running up to the U.N. and had the U.N. declare the park...
World Heritage.
Yeah, World Heritage Park, and no mining within 100 miles. Took care of that mine. And I can see something similar being done with either this administration or, God forbid, a future Obama-type administration. Somehow legislating through the UN, saying, oh, we got to comply with the world law because we are good world citizens. Well, that's the real danger. And I think if the president does sign it, if we ever do get an American as president again, we ought to have him unsign it and send it back where it came from.
Sure. Well, it's like the carbon taxes. Congress voted that down almost 4 years ago, and Obama just used a regulation on microwaves to add a line in there about increasing the cost of carbon, and now he says he's going to do other executive actions. He can't do that. He can't implement parts of Obamacare executively. It's unconstitutional. What's going on with Congress when this guy is such a lame duck, has no political power? The last vestiges of capital he had politically are draining out of him. I mean, isn't it time to really go after him politically? Or will Congress just sit there and let him run over him?
So far, the latter seems to be the case. John Boehner, the Speaker, has it well within his ability and power to tell the President, we're just not going to send you any money for enforcing unconstitutional gun control, for implementing a U.N. treaty, or even signing a U.N. treaty. We're not going to do any of that. And yet, they just sit around and say, well, what can we do? We can't. See, they will tell us if we tell them, we want you to stop Obamacare. We want you to cut the funding and just kill it. DOA. And they will say, well, but then the president would allow the government to be shut down. Well, because there wouldn't be a budget or there wouldn't even be a continuing resolution. Well, you know, if nothing happens to increase spending to pay for the current excessive spending, the taxes that come in on a monthly basis would run 57% of the federal government, which is still way too much. It would pay for all the Social Security and Medicare payments, so all of those that are depending on those federal funds would still be getting those federal funds. But what it might mean is that some of the bureaucrats inside the Beltway would be furloughed without pay.
Well, that's the larger problem, and they're there lobbying to keep this going, but we're already bankrupt. We can't let them continue to bankrupt us. They hope through that emergency to then collectivize the country. And I think a lot of the so-called, you know, libertarians that are in Congress are scared of the dinosaur media. But you notice that Joe Biden and Obama, when speaking to contributors, these tapes have come out in the last month. I want to get your take on that before getting back into guns specifically and where the future attack on that front's going, with the head of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, joining us on this Monday edition. Is that they attack Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and say, these guys are dangerous, we've got to shoot them down politically, they're extremist, because they know if real libertarian constitutional conservatism, Americana, ever takes root, which it's starting to do, you even see Karl Rove attacking real conservatives and libertarians with the rhinos. They're desperate in 2014 that if the Campaign for Liberty types get a stronger foothold, we could reverse all this. That's why the whole left, the collectivist, the establishment Republicans are pulling out all the stops, because what Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are doing will defeat these people. Your take on that?
I couldn't agree more. Those are two of the nicest things to have happened to the United States Senate in a long time. And when John McCain, a.k.a. McCluser, accused Senator Cruz of being a wacko bird, Cruz went right back in his face and said, well, if it means being for limited government, adhering to the Constitution, and he ran off a number of things, he said, well, then please call me a wacko bird. His willingness to get into a scrap, not only willing, I think he came here looking for trouble because he's
knows. Not stupid. That's the only way you stand out and make change.
Exactly.
They're always saying, don't be loud, don't be aggressive. That's
exactly.
Bull. They have bullied us long enough.
one of my favorites about Senator Cruz in the short time he's been here. On the Judiciary Committee, they were considering the gun control bill that they put out for a vote that happily lost. And Dianne Feinstein wanted to ban some guns. And his question to her was, well, I wonder if the senior senator from California could tell me that if her view that the Second Amendment only protects certain guns would also then correspond to the First Amendment only protecting certain speech and the Fourth Amendment only protecting certain houses.
Sure.
She went bananas. And she accused him of calling her a sixth grader, which I thought would be an insult to sixth graders. So I'm sure Senator
was so polite and calm. Exactly with the logic. That's why that witch got so upset. Shifting gears again, I know you've seen a story about ATF arming robbers in hatch plots that they create themselves, similar to Fast and Furious. This came out in local ABC news channels and a few others, but hasn't gotten any attention. What's going on with Fast and Furious and other ATF scandals? And then what is their newest plan to go after our guns?
Well, two more Mexicans have been murdered by thugs using a Fast and Furious gun. In this case, it was a police chief of a Mexican town, or a mayor and his bodyguard, and wife of the guy was wounded. And it just goes on and on, and nothing is going to be done because we don't really expect Eric Holder to prosecute Eric Holder. What is concerning me is that the House of Representatives, in a vote for criminal contempt, sent that vote, that approval of that resolution, over to the federal court for the District of Columbia and essentially became the prosecutor against the underlings of Eric Holder that had been caught in outright lies under oath and said, we want these people prosecuted. The court, I understood before the election they weren't going to do anything, but now it's been over 6 months and they still haven't done anything. Clearly, the Washington establishment is not going to do anything to anybody that even gets involved in complicity to commit murder, which is what Fast and Furious was from the get-go. The intention was not to track guns. We know from what whistleblowers have told us the intention was always to make it look like folks like you and me are the bad guys because we own guns.
Sure, that came out to CBS's credit. They got the internal memos that was to be blamed on the Second Amendment, a false flag. We've only got 3 minutes left with Larry Pratt. We'll go to break, come back with your calls. I've been asking a lot of the questions here. What else do you want to tell people about and alert people about that's going on? We've got California saying got to get insurance or background checks to get bullets. You've got all this stuff happening. What else is on the radar?
Well, I've got our attorneys studying the proposition. What would happen if a bunch of guys my age or somewhat younger went onto a school ground at lunchtime when probably everybody pretty much is outside and started playing cops and robbers with our fingers and our Pop-Tarts? And I suppose we could get charged with trespassing, but I'd like to know exactly what might be the result of that, because we need to educate children that a gun in a hand of somebody besides a police officer is not a bad thing. When that kid in West Virginia was put in a whole heap of trouble, Jared Markham, for having defend the right, NRA, defend the right, and showed a picture of truly a hunting rifle. It was not even a...
And they arrested him.
They arrested the kid. It was a most amazing ordeal. Happily, we were able to get involved with our foundation, and I think that had some effect on bringing some reason to these people.
And having the prosecutor drop the case when he was going ahead with it. Again, we've just got to commend Gunners of America for what you're doing. So what you're saying is get on the offense culturally, because they've got the kids in their clutches right now, teaching them that even the image of a gun's illegal.
Even the image. So I think we have to push back in whatever smart way we can do to make sure that kids see that, yeah, having a gun is just as much fun as you thought it was when you were shooting your buddy with a water pistol yesterday. It's not a bad thing.
In fact, what's fun about it is having low crime and sleeping good at night.
Yeah, that kind of beats living in Detroit or Chicago, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Wow. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Everybody should go there, sign up for the free updates, or become a member and tell folks how they do that.
Same place, gunowners.org, or you can call 888-886-GUNS.
All right, Larry Pratt, thank you for the time. I know you're a busy man. We'll continue to watch your site for any updates, and tell the rest of your crew Godspeed.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. Folks, without that group, we would have lost. We'll be right back with your phone calls, a ton of news, and Adam Kokesh will talk to us first about his armed march on D.C. He did it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
It's not about keeping guns out of the hands of law-abiding Americans. And I'm sick and tired of people lying to the American people.
We can't have a totally armed society.
We're not proposing a gun registration system. We're proposing background checks for criminals.
In the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
You will get right back to you.
You'll get back to me?
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Obama and the globalists on gutting our borders and creating a North American Union. We're beating them on their attempt to take our guns. We are beating them on so many fronts, and we will abolish the offshore Federal Reserve. We will kick the Rothschilds and Rockefellers out of this country, out of our banking system. We will restore the republic. Now, we're going to go to your phone calls here in a few minutes. Adam Kokesh is on now. And this happened on the 4th of July. He went ahead with his armed march on D.C. there between the Capitol and the White House, got out there in the morning, loaded the shotgun up, in his words and a text to me, saying he committed four felonies. The issue here is the Supreme Court 5 years ago overthrew the ban on shotguns and handguns for citizens. But just like courts have ordered Fast and Furious, the Justice Department to answer questions, they haven't done it in several years. And now in the latest ruling, 6 months. They are lawless. This is like Rosa Parks saying, I'm not going to sit at the back of the bus anymore. I'm going to sit up at the front where the air conditioning's at. Just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm a second-class citizen. And D.C., the government has its guns. It's got its helicopters and rocket launchers. But you can't have a gun. So you can live in one of the highest crime rates in the country, just like Chicago, where they've taken the citizens' guns. And so he sent me a text right after it went live. I mean, he sent me the text. I looked at it. It had like 20 views on YouTube when he sent it to me. I saw it that morning. I called him, and he said, I'm not ready to come on right now. I'll talk to you next week. So he's giving us the first interview right now. And you can say what you want about him, but he's going straight into the wind on this. And that's how you make history. He's not closing his eyes in the face of adversity. And he is standing up for our civil and God-given and just unalienable, unalienable basic human rights. And it's easy to say, you know, should he do an armed march? Should he do an armed march? Shouldn't he? The point is, you have a right. You can debate whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. But you cannot debate that he has courage and that he has a right to do it. The question is now the time to call these people on their criminality? And I think that's open for debate. But Adam has caused a debate, as I said Friday with Ja'Kari Jackson, and has contributed to it, and our listeners have contributed as well, to coming to that clarion call of a new Paul Revere. All of us are Paul Reveres, of every race, color, creed, sex, you name it. There were marches in all 50 states. Some of them had thousands of people. I think conservatively there were probably 800 people from the news report Ja'Kari Jackson filed at the Texas Capitol. And it was the impetus, the idea of Adam Kokesh on the 4th to march for the Second Amendment that then even turned into an NSA protest in many states. So big things have small beginnings. Let's go to this clip of his civil disobedience against the incredible tyranny of the foreign banks that have occupied D.C. Here it is.
We will not be silent. We will not obey. We will not allow our government to destroy our humanity. We are the final American Revolution. See you next Independence Day.
I love the name of the square where he did this, too, to point out the Orwellian bizarreness of this. Adam, thank you for coming on with us. It's been about 4 days since you did this. And for those that live in freer areas, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Mordor has announced they're planning to come after you. It's been a big national story. Thank you for joining us. Tell us the details, where this is going.
Well, Alex, I really appreciate that introduction. It's my pleasure to come on. This is the first formal interview that I've done since the event, and I'm more than happy to give this to you first because you've been so supportive in this. But I want to draw a comparison with Rosa Parks, as you have, and I'm greatly honored by that, and the significance of her single act of civil disobedience really can't be measured. And I hope that in my lifetime I might have a similar impact. But you also made the comparison to Paul Revere. So if I may, the events that took place this past Independence Day with, as you pointed out, thousands marching throughout the country were about a lot more than the Second Amendment or the Fourth Amendment or the NSA or gun rights in general. It was very specifically a call to overthrow the United States federal government. And I think that we have come to the point where we can get a critical mass of Americans to realize that we'd be better off without it than with it. And Rosa Parks, when she went to the front of the bus, it wasn't, well, I think the government should be able to say who should be able to sit at the front of the bus, but it should only be white people and black people. Screw yellow people and red people and forget about them. No, it was We are independent human beings, and we have inherent rights based on that that are absolutely universal. And I know that you're very well committed to that cause. But similarly with Paul Revere, if you want to take the call that I'm putting out for this, it's not to restore the Republic. And I feel like I have a much more important mission right now during this interview with you today, sir, than to spread the message about what happened on Independence Day, but to convince you of the appropriate course of action moving forward, because your audience and yourself have so much respect and carry so much power in this United States national conversation right now. And if we say, well, we have these rights, but we're going to restore the Republic, we're going to be repeating the mistakes of the past by creating a central authority that is based on democratic concepts.
All right,
and
but listen, I want to get into that with you, and I want you to be able to say your piece. But for me, and I've had a lot of constitutional lawyers like Edwin Vieira and countless others on, who agree that what I'm saying is how the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and Constitution, we don't even have a federal government. It's a foreign banking cartel.
Sure,
and
sure.
If we point that out, then it's totally illegitimate, and people get it. And I think it's going to be easier to at least restore the classic republic that's a million times better than the New World Order we've got than just saying, let's overthrow the federal government. It's not even the federal government. The Federal Reserve is not federal. This is an alien globalist corporate kleptocracy in Europe. They brag that private banks have seized the countries. So my issue is I support you defending the individual right to bear arms. But I'm even giving you the legal argument, the way that you probably win in court if they come after you, instead of just saying, I see you all as illegitimate criminals. I respect what you're saying. I respect the whole, and you know, the anarchic capitalist, hyper-libertarian, whatever you want to call yourself, view. I get that. I'm simply saying that I think you have a lot of courage. This is a, overall a very positive thing you did. It was your individual choice. It didn't endanger a whole bunch of other people. So I wanted to speak specifically about that, and then you can give us your view. But when you say a revolution, I want to have a psychological, cultural revolution against the globalists. So first define your revolution and what you're saying, and then let's get back to you locking and loading with the 12-gauge there in D.C.
Sure, Alex, I appreciate that. And the revolution in the bigger picture, in the longer term, I'm absolutely with you. It's the paradigm shift. It's not the revolution, it's the evolution that people are going through of realizing that they have these rights. But the American founders, would you be the one telling them, oh, you shouldn't really shoot back at the king's soldiers. You should go send an emissary to King George and plead in his court for forgiveness, and you should plead for independence. No, the time then was to take a specific radical action. And it, fortunately, in this day and age, violence is not required to achieve that. But we're not going to achieve this through democracy, through the voting process, through the courts.
Well,
I'll
tell you this. If we saw 20-something governors and former senators and Ron Paul and people I respect meeting in public, like in Philadelphia again, and then I heard ideas and saw plans that were sent to the states. You got to have some organization.
Well, no, let me ask you a question, Alex, because you talk about these rights, and it's very important to understand what these rights are. And again, going back to Rosa Parks, what she was protesting for was not for specific privileges under an existing system. She was protesting for rights, and that's what I'm talking about here. You don't have a right under any system in the world to choose a leader for anyone else. That is fundamentally immoral. That is what the real immediate revolution that is happening in the world is right now. You want to restore the republic, you're still going to have other people choosing a leader for me, and I reject that.
But I see this in steps. I want to kick the New World Order out and expose their eugenics agenda and bring them to justice, and then out of that great victory, we could build an open, more free society. Okay, so I agree with a lot of your basic ideas and a lot of the, hyper-libertarian ideas that I think were expressed by Thomas Jefferson more eloquently than I can do 200-plus years ago. I'm saying the globalists actually like revolutions because they can steer them into larger crises, and that's why I think people have trepidation.
That's why specifically what we are calling for here is an orderly peaceful dissolution of the federal government, not anything chaotic, which is what we face if we don't do anything or if we take these half measures. And with all due respect, sir, I believe that what you're calling for is the definition of insanity, of trying the same thing over and expecting different results. And we can't fight inch by inch anymore, because you take an inch and they're going to take a mile behind your back and laugh at you while they're doing it. And we have to get a critical mass of public support on our side. And you're not going to get a critical mass of public support saying, well, let's change this law or let's tweak this. Or
well,
let's
I'll say this. I know a lot of government people that want to have some big showdown. And I, historically, we're winning in the awakening process.
Absolutely.
And I think this baby is 5 months pregnant. My gut tells me, people say, oh, you just say that because you're a popular talk show host and have stuff to lose. That's not true, folks. I go out and give speeches to thousands of people without bodyguards. I'm out in the open. I mean, you're saying, let's have the revolution. They're all set up to try to have a civil war instead of a restoration of any type of freedom. And I believe the system of the Declaration of Independence that says it's our right, it's our duty to abolish forms that are abusive and set up new ones. Obviously, if we've got 101 million people on welfare in the U.S. right now, these people don't even know how to wipe their own hind ends, much less live in the society you're talking about. It's like Ron Paul said, America is in a coma. It's going to take time to get us out of this.
Exactly. Well, in a sense, I feel like I'm the moderate here, because what I'm suggesting is that we maintain the state governments as they are. And what I'm suggesting specifically as a form for this revolution, this specific step that I think we can demand, that I think we can get a critical mass of people from behind, is to restore the authority of the states, to go back to having independent, truly autonomous states. And this is something that can really unite people. See, there's a problem, Alex, when you say, let's have a republic, let's restore the republic, let's have this vision on the national level. It's one person's specific, particular vision. And if a lot of people share it, fine, but it's going to be forced on the entire country. But if you break it down at the state level, you can tell everyone.
No, that's what I called for last year. I called for a new Continental Congress and the states to decide what we want to do. And I believe the best course would be a re-upload of the republic, cutting the federal government by about 97%.
Why stop there? Why would you cut a cancer out and leave 3% to grow back?
Because it's not the cancer. The globalists came and took it over. People blame the republic for what's there. That's not a republic.
No,
that's a UN globalist fortress.
If you leave 3%, the same forces will be there to take advantage of it and grow it back into a force of
oppression. But you need the balance of the two sides against each other, separation of powers. They will also go into the states and take those over.
The balance of power is that we fill the vacuum with self-governance. And that's the paradigm shift. That's where that comes in, sir, where people are able to say, I am a free, beautiful, independent human being. I'm not going to allow anyone to tell me otherwise, and I'm not going to follow your authority.
When we have this level of domestication, 101 million people, they've gotten us dependent so that it'll be almost impossible to get off of it. I agree. It's like we're a heroin addict, but can we go cold turkey is what I'm asking you.
I think there are a lot of people who are still going to be dependent on the state governments after what I'm suggesting. The only people I want to pull the rug out from underneath is the NSA and the IRS and a few other absolutely destructive
agencies. Well, they're foreign agents. Their leadership does need to be arrested.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if we pull the rug out from underneath them, I have no problem with that. But I'm not talking about a change in the actual mechanisms of governance. We'd still be living under state governments that provide the, you know, illusion of stability that you're talking about, that would give the sheep, if you will, that comfort and that protection, but they would see it on a much less corrupt, on a much more local level, where they have the ability to change.
And if one state fell to tyranny, you can run to another.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the problem of global government, is it's one giant ring ruling them
and
all.
That's the question. Which direction do you want to go in, sir? Greater concentrations of power or lower? Do you want to bring it back to the individual? And if we go in that direction, compromise in a temporary
situation. I want to take the federal government back over, and I want to bring the people to justice that have taken the country over. Believe me, that'll send a very strong message.
Well, I'm a little, as much as I share your passion for that justice, I'm more concerned with the progress that we need to make right now as a species and get past this idea of central authority in the first place. But if you compromise in the short term, you're going to get, in perpetuity.
All right, well, listen, you did the provocative loading the shotgun. You have a lot of courage down there. I understand you want to be smart and leave it nebulous for legal reasons, but we got you on to talk about that specifically.
Yes, sir.
I mean, talk about why you decided to do it, because some will try to say it's a blue screen. Does not look like a blue screen to me. You can hear the birds tweeting and the wind blowing on the microphone. I mean, if it is fake, you had Stanley Kubrick out there helping you.
Well, that might just be the case. But no, it was a real shotgun. It was loaded and it was racked and had a round in the chamber in Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C., in between the White House and the Capitol. And if anything, I did it at this point simply for follow through, for the sake of my own credibility, to show that I was willing to follow through with committing that particular act of civil disobedience on Independence Day. And a lot of people didn't understand this. A lot of people attacked me. A lot of it was government trolls, and we've seen the patterns of...
Oh, it's easy for people that are on the bench to criticize those in the arena.
Of course. And I'm sure you understand the exact same thing from your personal experience. But I want people to understand that this year we simply didn't have the numbers for the march to get a critical mass in D.C. And with my arrest on May 18th in Philadelphia, to have an event that was based on an open carry march crossing a border dependent on a single organizer was not wise. And so for those reasons, I decided to make it about the 50 state capitals instead. And I appreciate your recap of that because it was an incredible success. We still have videos coming in from all over the place, but now it's time to plant the flag for next year. And Alex, I know a lot of people in your audience will join us in this, and I hope you will endorse it too, because it's going to happen with or without me now. When we invite anybody to join us who, for whatever reason, wants to end the Fed entirely to join us on Independence Day of next year, we're going to be doing the same route from Arlington Cemetery across Memorial Bridge, down Independence Avenue, around the Capitol and the Supreme Court, up Pennsylvania Avenue, around the White House, back down Constitution Avenue. But this time, it's not about guns, and it really wasn't ever about guns as much as it was about the monopoly of force that the government has over the citizens and wanting to put it in its place. But now it's time to build this critical mass, and I appreciate the opportunity to make this pitch and appeal to you and your audience, because I know a lot of people in your audience are with me on this point philosophically and tactically, that it's time to say, let's end the federal government. Let's call for nothing less. Let's make
no
compromise.
I hear you. I just think you do it a favor calling it the federal government. It really is a foreign alien banking company.
Fair enough.
I mean, I just want to try to get America back.
All the more reason to not compromise. All the more reason to give no quarter. All the more reason to take it down to 0%.
All right, AdamVersusTheMan.com, Adam Kokesh, thank you so much for spending time with us. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say I really appreciate what you do. I appreciate your role in the struggle. And I think eventually people in your position will come to realize that the more drastic action.
You've looked high and low. You think you've tried it all, and you still have yet to say, wow, I love how I'm feeling now. Imagine being able to eliminate a lot of your supplements and being able to get results all from one source that's been overmarketed, oversold, and underdelivered. The difference between this one supplement and all the others can be vast, and that difference will determine if you come alive or remain burdened. Call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant. HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's going to be open phones in the third hour, and I'm going to Jason and George and Ryan and John here in just a moment, and I appreciate him holding. We were going to have him on in the next hour as a time zone issue, so we had him on just now. I'm going to get him on the Nightly News tomorrow night. I'll host the Nightly News tomorrow night. Nomi Prinz, former managing director Goldman Sachs, is getting into town today. She'll be here in studio tomorrow, handle the Nightly News. But I'll be able to really flesh this out. And really drill into Adam Kokesh's plan, as he's calling it. I mean, it's an uphill battle just trying to get the Republic re-uploaded. And I believe that the globalists would take over states just as easy. But we'll discuss that tomorrow. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. First off, I'll tell you about a few of the great sponsors that make this broadcast possible. InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's one word. Stops hundreds of rounds. From AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, and more, Chromatic Armor stops only 6 rounds. But what about the 7th? Fits sizes medium to XXL, rated to level 3 body armor. You can give them a call, 888-608-6605. The longest-lasting body armor is now cheaper than most ammo. For the first time, InfidelBodyArmor.com, or give them a call. They'll send you a free catalog, 888-608-6605, InfidelBodyArmor.com. And continuing, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex only is running this to the 10th, and then it will be over. They've never offered buy three, get one free, and free shipping. Free shipping on sortable food, folks, is one of the biggest discounts you can get. Unprecedented. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find that special, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. So it is very, very, very important that you check that out, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. A giant selection. Great, folks. Check it out today. Okay, you guys have been holding a while. Let's start going to calls now, and I'll get through all these before I get to some of the other insane news on Egypt I haven't covered yet, and latest on Snowden. Russia's like, leave, go to Venezuela, it's your last chance, go. We do not want to sit here and, you know, let them grandstand. We already know the NSA listens to everything. We listen to everything. We're criminals too. Leave. Jason in Texas, you're on the air. Then we'll go to Ryan and others, and John. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I just called in to tell a little story, and not to flatter you, but to let your listeners know what I witnessed in your character this weekend, how you took the time with those white little-haired old ladies, and you took pictures. You were very giving of yourself. I just thought that was a really good way you presented yourself, which is different than what people see on the TV and the radio. So, and also Chuck Baldwin, I don't know if you saw his sermon this weekend, he gave a shout-out to you. And the reason that people need to hear this is because I've been researching this conspiracy stuff and listening to a bunch of these radio talk show hosts, and some of them have disparaging things to say, and I say, fully on them. I saw Christ in your actions this weekend. I say, amen to that. And let me tell you something about Georgia State Patrol.
Sure.
Okay, listen, some guy that goes to my church, or he's a state patrolman. He just became a state patrolman, a little young guy. And the cockiness, the arrogance, the way he struts around that church, it makes me sick.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Yeah. I mean, I grew up around a whole bunch of World War II vets that were all highly decorated. They were super meek, nice people. I grew up around people that were, you know, top boxers. They didn't act like they were tough guys. And stay there. I want to come back and hear about this, because they are instilling this arrogance, and they're hiring like crazy Barney Fifes, basically, on steroids. And we don't need Barney Fife, folks, in a SWAT team uniform. We need Andy. That's what we need. We'll be right back in 70 seconds. Stay there, Jason.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.